The final stretch of the I-77 express toll lanes opened over the weekend, but that doesn't mean the $800 million project is finished. Work is continuing, and NCDOT is still penalizing the contractor for missing the November 1st deadline. WFAE's David Borax has this report.
Contractor I-77 Mobility Partners opened the final 9 miles of the lanes between Huntersville and Uptown Charlotte Saturday night, but workers are still paving, including eliminating uneven pavement in some spots. The company says that could last into the new year, depending on the weather. Also, one new toll lane exit won't be done until this weekend, and some noise walls aren't finished. That means the contractor is still racking up $30,000 a day in fines for missing the deadline, more than $500,000 so far. That's on top of about $2.4 million in penalties so far for previous contract violations, such as failing to keep some regular lanes open during rush hours and dump truck accidents that caused traffic jams. A spokeswoman says I-77 Mobility Partners is in, quote, ongoing conversations with NCDOT about the project. Meanwhile, a 25% discount on toll rates has ended. Now, a full 26-mile one-way trip between Charlotte and Mooresville at rush hour will cost you about $6.50. But on December 1st, fixed-rate pricing will end, and they'll begin adjusting rates as often as every 5 minutes. That's to make sure traffic in the toll lanes maintains a minimum speed of 48 to 56 miles an hour. The more cars use the lane, the higher the price could go. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax.